Let me be the first to say, Christ has risen, alleluia. Every year I have to correct you. Okay, your response is, he has risen indeed, alleluia. So one more time. Christ has risen, alleluia.
He has risen indeed, alleluia.
Amen. We'll see how the morning crowd does. Of all the liturgies of the Church, the Holy Triduum is, of course, the most sacred, the most solemn, and the most glorious. It's in these days, in a most unique way, in which we recall the passion, death, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. This is the heart of the mystery of our faith. This is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It all begins and stops here. And so it's always appropriate every year that the Church selects for us this vast array of readings so that we would be reminded of the great history of salvation, the way in which God revealed himself to his people and through them to the whole world, so that all of us, as we heard in the readings, could become children of Abraham, children of the promise, baptized by the blood of Christ and made a member of his body. In my experience, the number one problem in the world is fear. Pretty much everyone has something of which they are afraid. Some of it is imaginary. Some of it's just hypothetical. Some of it's real. But in the end, if we are truly convinced of the mystery of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we should be able to overcome all fear. Doesn't mean we can just turn it off and never feel it again, but we should be able to overcome all fear. And so I often meditate upon this one point. With the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the salvation of the world is won. But to obtain that salvation and resurrection, he first had to be tortured and killed and buried in a tomb. And yet he was innocent. And not only that, he was holy. And not only that, he was God. What happened to Jesus Christ was the worst evil that could have ever been done by man. No sin, either done by a nation or an individual, could compare to this act. If you were to take all of the sins of all of humanity and compare it to the crucifixion of the Son of God, they would not even measure up. So among evils, it is the worst. And yet it is the sign of our salvation. It's our very hope. And if God can take the worst of human evils and use it to bring about the greatest of divine goods, what can he do with our own failings, our own sins, and even those things of which we are afraid? We underestimate God constantly. We underestimate him. And so we have to remind ourselves of this truth, that if God can bring such a good from such an evil, then if I put myself in his hands, he can bring good from anything in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.